W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Speaker of the House, Louisiana's Mike Johnson, who claims that the GOP will be united going forward.
You're going to see this group looking, working like a well-oiled machine.
Johnson, one of several Republicans who refused to certify the 2020 election results, showing Donald Trump lost the race. 40 attorneys general suing Facebook and Instagram owner Meta, claiming it knew its social media is addictive for teens and adolescents. Dr. Delaney Rustin, creator of a documentary called Screenagers Trilogy.
Many teens go to social media to get support with their friends, and yet they end up staying on it so long, they feel worse.
This is ABC News. Another death confirmed in a massive pileup on a Louisiana highway, blamed on heavy fog, made worse by nearby wildfires.
After clearing the twisted and charred wreckage of 168 cars and trucks from Interstate 55 at the edge of Lake Pontchartrain, highway officials confirm that 8 people died, 63 were hurt. The elevated portion of the interstate might not fully reopen for weeks.
We're trying to expedite it as much as we can, but there's no timeline.
Rodney Mallett of Louisiana's Highway Department.
The number one rule is safety.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State Attorney General Josh Call is joining a federal lawsuit to sue the social media company Meta. Call joins attorneys general from 42 other states in the lawsuit. The coalition alleges that Meta knowingly designed and launched addictive features on Instagram and Facebook. They say that the social media platforms help fuel a youth mental health crisis across the nation. The coalition says they are also investigating the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. A joint committee of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate held a hearing on a number of amendments to the state constitution Tuesday that cover voting. One of them would add a voter photo ID requirement to the document. Most voters already have to show a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Another proposed amendment would ban the use of private money or equipment to administer elections. Two of the amendments, if passed by the legislature, would go before voters during next year's elections. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Giannis signs an extension with the Milwaukee Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After months of negotiations, 28-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo has agreed to a new 3-year deal worth $186 million. Giannis says he needs to see the Bucks committed to winning.
As long as we play and we approach the game every single day and we all sacrifice for it, I can see myself being in Milwaukee Bucks for the rest of my career.
The Bucks open the season at home Thursday night against the 76ers. Football, the NFL suspended Broncos safety Kareem Kareem Jackson for the next four games without pay after his helmet-to-helmet shot against the Packers rookie tight end Luke Musgrave. That'll cost Jackson over $500,000 in wages. Last week, he was fined $43,000 for an illegal hit against Kansas City. Broncos head coach Sean Payton.
I think one of the challenges for Kareem is he's got some priors. And so when you get pulled over and you've had four or five speeding violations, you're going to spend a little bit more time on the side of the road if you didn't have any. And, you know, he's someone that wants to do the right thing.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 62 today under overcast skies with a chance for isolated rain showers. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, scattered rain showers likely. 54. High of 64. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. Having a fun show today. It was great having your friend from NWTC here. Yeah. She was just awesome. Terry was amazing. We got Heather Heil coming up right now. Mike Stepak from Fox Sports coming up. But first, we want to talk about Midwest Restoration. If you know of anybody that experiences water damage, most likely it'll be water in basements from worn-out sump pumps. When you call 920-MIDWEST and you have Midwest Restoration help you out with your flooded basement, just mention that Mino and the Mayor sent you. You'll get up to $250 Visa card from them, and they'll donate up to $250 to your favorite charity. How amazing is that?
It's great. I mean,
it's fantastic.
I love that company. Yes.
Yep. They've also had a great Coats for Kids program going on that actually ends tomorrow at most of the places they've been. We're going to continue that. We'll continue it right through mid-December or something right here at our Civic Media Studios.
Right. 401 North Washington Street, right on the City Deck.
Yep.
Doors are open. Just stop in, drop off your coat.
Or we'll come to you if we have to.
That's true. We can do
absolutely
that.
But once again, if you have flooded basement, tell them Mino and the Mayor sent you. $250 Visa card and $250 donated to your favorite charity. Our great friends at Midwest Restoration.
Yep.
Awesome.
Great people. We are glad they're a sponsor, but more important than that, we are glad they are in this community to help people.
Absolutely.
When things happen.
Same thing with this young lady next to us.
You know, you talk about Green Bay, and right, we've mentioned many times.
Do I have the most blinged out glasses you've ever seen?
You do. I know. What's going
radio?
On with those glasses
back.
I know.
They're
great. You rock them.
Thank you.
Needs to give them back to his daughter. But when U.S. News and World Report, you know, did this little study on Green Bay, they weighed a lot of things, affordability, safety, and one of the things was amenities. And something that Green Bay has done and continues to do and is actually going to do even more of is we focus on the youth, but our Children's Museum, which is right across the street in their recently new location, 3 years?
We've been there about 3 years. Moved right before the pandemic hit.
Right.
So we had about 4 months in that new space before we could really understand what we were
up against.
So yeah.
You're right across the street from Bay Beach. It's just an educational, I don't want to call it an educational playground because it is. It's a fun place. You learn things, and you've got some great sponsors. We had a little event there last night to kind of show it off to some people and talk about some future plans. But how are you doing at the Children's Museum? And it's nice to see you. And you have a background in radio, so I got a feeling I'm going to get cut out of this interview.
I know. I'm looking at Todd, and I'm like, it's going to be a hot mic, so just be ready for it. I'm going to eat it. But, I'm still riding the high from last night, you guys. And thank you so much for putting that together. It was unbelievable. Just the energy from everyone. Now, for those of you who don't know about the event that we had at the Children's Museum last night, it really was community leaders coming together to celebrate and talking about the impact that children's museums have in their community. And A.J. Dilling was there and really talked about how impactful going to a children's museum was for him. Jim, you talked about how important it is for our economic development and what that brings to our communities. And then I pulled the heartstrings of this is really what we're doing in these four walls, including educating our children and showing our children that they are our future and we are investing in them. We have certified teachers that work for us. It looks like a playground, like yeah, Jim said, but
it's fantastic.
Everything is to Wisconsin standards for education. Everything we do is educational.
And fun.
And right? Way fun.
Yeah. And a lot of fun.
But I thought AJ talked about that, about how he's so excited once every 2 weeks, sometimes even once a week, his mom would take him to the Children's Museum. So, I mean, you had the most perfect person to speak last night.
Yes, he did. He did. I mean, there's a lot of great Packer players who are interested, and they are helping that. And they, you know, these guys are young guys. They take their kids there. I mean, we saw when we were there yesterday, too. They, this guy grew up, and his mom is a teacher?
Mom was a teacher, correct. A single mom, and she saw that value in what a children's museum does. And it changed his life, and he's living proof of that.
And that was from the heart. He had no notes.
Nope.
And he didn't mention football once.
No.
Which I thought was...
Yeah, I agree.
That's
totally.
Just like kind of cool that he was really into it. He wasn't there because, well, this is good for the community. He was there because it was an impact on his life.
Yeah.
And like I said last night, he was my favorite mayor in the room.
Yeah, I know. There were three mayors. I went up to speak and I'm like, mayor, mayor, mayor. I felt like I was in a Seinfeld episode or something. So the programming that we are doing within those four walls that are impactful, like to AJ and changing their life. Well, first and foremost, Bay Beach has 2 million visitors.
Unbelievable.
That visit them.
Have you ever been on Zip and Pippin?
Yeah.
Wow, from
who hasn't? Have you not? What planet are
you
from?
Thank you, Heather
John.
Heil. Okay.
John.
He's,
I am personally inviting you when that thing opens.
I give him free
Come
tickets.
On out.
He didn't go on.
Mm. Are you just not a roller coaster guy?
He's never been on one.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me.
I know. It's
I'm not a rides guy.
Minute and 30 seconds. It's just, it's so much fun. Anyway, Heather, go ahead. But with 2 million visitors and you're right across the street,
we are feeling that. And we are about the same footprint as we were when we were downtown. So the visitors that are coming through are a lot and it's amazing. And we love that. But it's getting a little tight out there and we're starting to look at expansion out there. So we really, need to figure that out, but it's going to be a heavy lift, and we need that community support with what we're doing.
When are you starting that campaign?
We'll be looking, hopefully, after the first of the year to make the official announcement on what that's going to look like. But we just want to understand that the community does support us, and they showed last night that 100% they have our backs, and they want to, you know, keep moving us forward.
How good was Ace's food?
Oh, my gosh. Every single time.
Yeah.
And you know what? And he is literally one of the nicest humans
ever
on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
He waited. So now it's a late night. He waited, didn't put his cooking stuff away. He's like, you did not eat, so I'm going to make you some hot food, and you sit down here and you eat.
And he
food.
Doesn't just throw this stuff together. I walked in, I said, oh, my God, what smells so good? And
so
it was the chicken. It had been rubbed with something and,
yes,
and bourbon and some Cajun thing that he invented. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and he's, like I said, an amazing human being to bat.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you have a lot of support out there, and rightfully so. I think when you look at, and there's a lot of good organizations in this community, but, you know, and even Dr. Tiller, who it was great to see him there last night, as superintendent of schools. You know, people, 20 years goes fast, and to the impact that you can have, again, I'll go back to A.J. Dilling, but, you know, that's just something that's worth setting some money aside and getting behind, because it's the real deal. I mean, these kids live here, and it's not a lot of tourism. I mean, you get some of that in Bay Beach, but at the end of the day, you know, in the off season, it is our kids who are going there, Green Bay, Brown County youth that are there. And so what are some of the programs that you have there that are I know you have birthday parties. I want to talk a little bit more about the here and now.
The programmings we do within our four walls is every day, all the time. And you can find all of that information on our website. And again, they're all educational based, but they're fun. So it's what it might be, a pint-sized Picasso's program where we're doing a painting program, or a recycled art studio where we're taking recycled materials and making something out of them. We have our story times. We have our wiggle, moving, giggle class on Thursday morning, where, again, we're wanting parents and children to engage with one another. So we are a place where children learn through play, and parents learn to play as well. So with them. So we want to help you with those things outside of our walls. I don't know if a lot of people realize the outreach that we are doing right in our community. So we are going to Freedom House. We are going to the Golden House. We nice. Are going to shelters. We are bringing the programming to the children in our community who may not be able to get to us all the time. We believe firmly that play is the right of every single child, regardless of their background. So, and it is thanks large in part to the people that were there last night, to those in our community that believe in us, and giving and affording all of them that opportunity.
Got a text here. It's nice to see that Jim is finally spending some of his nest egg by giving away ride tickets to Bay Beach. I guess he's been hoarding those from when they cost a dime.
Wow.
Oh, ouch. I know. I know. Let's get back to our thank you for that text. Mm-hmm. Our special guest, Heather Heil, the what are you, the director at the museum? What are you?
Director of Business Development. Okay. So the glorified asker of money. Yes. Please help me.
Which is not an easy job. I've done it. It's not an easy job.
Tell us. So give me the website. Now, I got a couple more questions for you. But
gbchildrensmuseum.org.
Okay.
So.
And There's a minimal cost to go in. Is it daily, weekly, family, monthly? How do you structure that?
Whatever level that you really want to take that at. So you're just coming in for the day. It's $8 a person to come in.
Nice.
You want to do a family membership? It's $120. That's
for the
$10
year?
A wow. month.
Okay, $120.
$120, yeah.
So you got the winters, because this winters yes. can get a little long in Green Bay. I mean, there's things to do, but. What a great place to go. And I've been there sometimes on a Saturday, mm-hmm. and it's been, you've had...
Busting at the seams.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
That you and need to expand that.
We really, we do. Desperately, we do. And the time is now.
So you were in radio for a lot of years, obviously. How's that translated into this career?
Well, I do some story times, and I am still doing those things with my voice, but...
I think what the transition is, the whole wiggle, moving, giggle...
Yes.
That's what she does at the Children's Museum.
Oh, and John, you're talking to me there.
Well, I know. Yeah. John tries to do that here. So you were you in media? Like, I know you.
Yes. Okay. So I think we have. So one of that people are listening on right now, my start in radio was at 102.3 WISS in Berlin, Wisconsin.
How funny is that?
Your hometown station.
There you go.
I would run the Brewer games, Bob Uecker. And that's how
really?
I got my start
how do
in
we
radio.
Not know each, when did you start? Because I worked at ISS,
I was,
too.
It would have been in 1993, four, when I was there. In high school. And, oh, my gosh, like James Camp and Steve Spanholtz were running games. Yeah, it was like a whole thing. And
really?
Yeah. So I started there, and that's where my passion for this came. I went to school for it, actually. And it's just funny how our career paths just go a different direction.
This is awesome.
Oshkosh.
Cool.
She started at the station we're on now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
That is very cool, Heather.
Full circle with
love
everything.
It. Love it.
But
love
yeah,
it. Love
I just, I feel my work at the museum, though, is more impactful with the children with that. So I really, my cup is full working there.
Good for you. You're doing a great job there.
Thank you.
Very impressive
and
place.
And thank you so much for your support and having us on today.
Absolutely. It's
Children's
such an important
Museum,
thing.
Green Bay, right across from Bay Beach. You know, bring your kids here, get the family pass, but really, I want you to start thinking about next year's giving and mm-hmm. make a significant gift, because we need to expand this. It's the focus of our community. The youth is our future, and Heather Heil's doing a great job running that property and really making it the best place.
Yeah, and you want to grab a cup of coffee and talk to me more about this? I'd love to chat with you and see where your fit is.
Okay,
fantastic.
They can contact you. Call
me at the museum, Heather Heil.
Beautiful.
All right,
Heather
cool,
Heil,
Heather.
Thank you so much. Children's Museum of Green Bay, phenomenal place, and it's only going to be getting better.
Right.
Mike Stiefpak from Fox Sports will be joining us in the next half hour. Mino and the Mayor, we're going to give away some gift tickets for our music montage soon. Okay. Maybe Heather should play for you.
You know what, Heather?
I
stick
would.
Around.
I've got some time.
Do you have time?
I do.
All right,
I would
around.
Love it. Right,
quick
okay.
break. Back
right.
up.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Oh, yeah, we'll get him
on
for sure.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor and Heather Heil joining us. Heather is going to take Jim's place.
Good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Substitution, Manny Mota.
Well, this
what
is just...
What movie is that from? Manny Mota.
Oh, I have Todd? No idea.
Uh-huh. No idea.
Todd?
No.
Manny Mota. No?
Karate Kid.
No. No, no, no. Same era. Same era. Naked Gun.
Oh,
remember
man.
The Dodgers
I
game?
Would think
Queen
I would have. Oh,
I don't remember that, but I love that movie.
The movie, Manny Mota.
I am surprised I didn't know that.
I am
that
too,
is one of my favorites.
That's in your wheelhouse.
I love that movie.
Okay, Todd, do we have people that are playing for?
Well, we got to do that yet.
Yes?
So if you'd like to win this morning, you can text us right now. Get the Civic Media app. Download that wherever you get your apps. Choose the station, WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner is the text button. Let us know you want to play along. And let us know if you want to play with Jim. Or with Heather?
No.
Or Heather.
John or Heather. Yes.
All right.
So you go ahead and get your people.
I'll get it lined up. You guys ready to do this?
We're ready. We've got to write them down.
I'm going to play as a sub.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
Not.
Yeah, no, just do
just,
it.
Just,
yeah.
Just,
let's see how he does.
Yeah, just see how he does.
So there's
you're
five songs.
You're that guy. Go ahead.
I'm the alternate juror.
Heather's got a player with her. So
yeah.
Just so you know.
Oh, of course, okay. Heather, yes.
Yes, all right.
I hope it's from WISS in Oshkosh, where you hailed from.
All right, so five songs. You're going to hear the intro on these songs. They're only a couple seconds long. You write down the artist or group. I'll take either one, okay?
Oh, artist, thank you.
Or song
okay,
title.
Good.
Artist or song title. Artist or song title. Ready?
Yes.
Here comes the five songs right now. Write them down as we go through.
Got it? Okay.
I'm crushing it, by the way.
Nobody likes a bragger.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
that fits in with Heather.
Yeah, I'm right there, my wheelhouse, baby. Come on. I thought this was a challenge.
Wow.
I can give you song and artist on all of these.
Good.
Really?
Just going to tell
she
you
just
that.
Just put it for a radio voice.
Yes.
I can give you song and artist. That was a good movie.
All right, so five songs right there.
All right,
you guys got your answers written down?
Well, yes.
It's Heather and John, and who's playing for Heather?
Well, let's see who you had first.
No. I'm not.
Oh, come on.
I was playing.
Here we go.
Oh, come on.
Here we go. Here's the first one again.
Yep.
One of my three favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
Heather, what do you got down?
I have Honky Tonk Woman.
You got it.
Yes.
Jim, did you have?
No, I didn't have that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't.
What did you have?
I didn't. I was writing my words. Sorry. Okay.
Yep.
John, did you
John
have it? John,
I had Honky Tonk Woman.
Yes. Right.
Very good. Right. That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
All right. Here's the second song again. All right, Jim, who did you have?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton
yes.
is correct, yes.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
Daytime?
Daytime. No, that's not it. Yep.
Heather?
9 to 5,
exactly.
Baby.
All right,
that's it. You got
9 to 5.
Okay. All right, here, by the way, that is 9 to 5.
Okay, I was close.
All right, here comes the third one.
Everybody got that.
I hope so.
Todd had to leave the studio. Yeah,
okay.
I'm like, we're just going to let this
you
roll.
Maybe a guest. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Todd, you can't.
Todd, you really shouldn't walk
it's
out
like
of the
studio.
Pilot
going to the bathroom. Listen,
like that guy on.
When Dr. Tiller shows up at the front door.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
you walk
Dr. Tiller.
Away. You walk away.
Okay.
All right. So, who do you got, John?
I'll get him. Money.
Money from?
I had go ahead, Heather.
Floyd.
There you go.
Yeah,
nice
come
job.
On.
Nice job.
Hey, Floyd, baby. Money? Yeah, who did Jim have?
Oh, he's got money down.
He oh, does he?
Money.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. All right, here comes the fourth one again.
Favorite band of all time.
Is it really?
It is. Yep.
All right.
Jim,
who'd you have on this one?
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Nice job.
Yes.
John?
I put down Knights in White Satin.
Aha.
What? No, you did. Did you really? You did.
I did.
That's a great song, though.
That is a good song, John.
But it is Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven.
Absolutely, yeah. But I got to say
kinda
this.
Rock this.
I'm kind of blown away that you didn't know that.
I know.
But
I,
then
I,
you know too. Lulu. You know what I'm saying? There's another music concern.
Did you ever
I have.
See the movie Just Sir with Love?
No.
One of the greatest movies ever.
Oh, it's
really
not.
One of the greatest songs ever.
Jesus. Okay.
Just Sir with Love by Lulu.
I can't believe you didn't. I thought you would have gotten that one because I got it. Heather's like,
she's a lot bitter than you.
Yes, yes she is. And you too, by the way.
I love music.
Here comes number five.
Jim.
Jim,
I know.
What do you
got? I saw the movie.
Yeah, you did.
I saw that. It's
come on.
Not Eddie Fisher.
Eddie Fisher?
Who's the guy who sang lead in this?
Eddie Fisher was married to, what's her name, right?
This would be a band.
Eddie,
there
I know,
is.
But, I saw yep, the 40s.
The champ. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. okay. The
Eddie Fisher.
That's unbelievable.
We will rock,
you, baby.
Yeah, I saw the movie. What's the guy's name? Who's the lead?
You thinking Amadeus?
It is Freddie.
Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it's the first
there it goes.
Name.
So it's mm-hmm. Freddie. I said Eddie.
That's not that far off. Yeah, Eddie Fisher.
That is not that far off.
No.
What'd you have, John?
48 years. We will rock you.
You got it.
Our friends from Queen, we
That's
will
right.
rock
Queen.
You.
Yes.
We will rock
Freddie Fisher.
Nice job Fisher. This morning. The player playing with Heather this morning is going to walk away with the prize from the Mino and the Mayor show.
Very nice.
Yay.
Thank you, Heather.
You're
Heather,
welcome.
You've been great. This
you
has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Have a great rest
Back
of your
in
day.
Your wheelhouse.
All right, we will.
Great work.
And we'll see you at the museum.
All right.
Sounds good.
And people
Very
can
cool.
contact Heather Heil at the Green Bay Children's Museum. Your website one more time, Heather?
gbchildrensmuseum.org.
And then Beautiful. If they want to contact you, do they go through the website? You want to give it a
they
phone
either
number?
Either are. 920-432-4397.
I would take you up on going on the Zip and Pippin.
It's a date.
Okay.
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 When
okay.
is that? We'll get Dan back on. I think that opens
When does that
up.
Open?
I think the, is that Labor Day or Memorial Day? What's the first one?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, Memorial
you didn't
Day.
You just ask that.
Don't you ever
you
get those mixed
just,
up?
Yeah. Okay, I've
you guys,
never
there's
known,
so much
I've
happening
never,
right
I've never,
now.
I've never known a human being that has his entire life has like a bunch of people just surrounding mm-hmm. him, and they would tell him they'd be like, "That's Memorial.
That's the first one.
That's
Memorial
Labor
Day.
Day's
Do
in
that
September.
One first.
Okay, is that when we open or we close? You know, he's that guy. Mm-hmm. He's that guy. You're that guy. You're that guy.
But I kept it rolling. But I'm not John, I guess.
He's owning it.
You kind of got me a little bit.
Yo, he I is. Mean, Todd, yo, who else he is? He's the mayor from Blazing Saddles. Remember?
Wow.
We just got a text. We just got a text.
Okay.
Okay.
It says, how did this guy serve the public?
He was
I
great.
I love the guy
yes.
that is hoarding those 10-cent tickets when he was in office.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
That's
Heather, you're awesome.
Wow.
Thank
you're
you
awesome.
For being
Thank
in.
You.
Yes, this
We're
going to
have you back.
We are.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank
Heather
you.
Heather Heil from the Children's Museum of Green Bay. Get on out there, folks. It's spectacular, and it's only going to get better. As I mentioned, Mike Steve back from Fox Sports will be joining us in a few minutes. Mino and the Mayor. Back after this. Rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, beer melon. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says,
short of attention, got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone?
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You are going to see this group looking, working like a well-oiled machine.
Johnson, one of several Republicans who refused to certify the 2020 election results, showing Donald Trump lost the race. 40 attorneys general suing Facebook and Instagram owner Meta, claiming it knew its social media is addictive for teens and adolescents. Dr. Delaney Rustin, creator of a documentary called Screenagers Trilogy.
Many teens go to social media to get support with their friends, and yet they end up staying on it so long, they feel worse.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission is taking action against a Rhinelander car dealership. They allege that both current and former owners of the Rhinelander Auto Center charged hundreds or even thousands of dollars of illegal junk fees. They also say the dealership discriminated against Native American customers by charging them even higher fees. They want the dealership to immediately stop charging the junk fees and return $1 million to customers as refunds. The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is quitting less than a year after taking the job. Acting Secretary Adam Payne lists a number of family-related reasons in a letter he sent to Governor Evers on Friday. Payne is stepping down after the state Senate fired four of Evers' appointees to the DNR's policy board last week. Senators never took up Payne's own appointment in January. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Time out.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 62 today under overcast skies with a chance for isolated rain showers. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, scattered rain showers likely. 54. High of 64. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, coming your way from WGBW in Green Bay, WISS in Oshkosh. 7:34 in the morning. Very special guest coming on right now from Fox Sports, Mike Stiefpak. Good morning.
What an intro.
Mike.
What an intro.
Did you like that?
When it comes to sports, nobody does a better intro than John Mike.
Actually, Mike, you know, we could talk Fox Sports all you want and everything like that, but I still want to talk about something else. The last time I had you on my radio show, which was several years ago, we talked about something that was really fun, about when you were a bar DJ.
Yeah.
What bar was that again? Because I was talking with somebody about that, and like it was over on the east side off of Mason, and I could not for the life of me think of the name of that bar.
Well, there was a number of them.
Okay.
But the primary one, the one where I worked the longest and had the best time, was the Blarney Stone.
Blarney Stone. Then did that become...
It started downtown on Pine Street. It used to be... above the DMV.
Really?
Yes. The DMV was downstairs, and upstairs there was a space, and for a number of short years, the Blarney Stone, McAllister Brothers, leased that spot, and it was a very popular bar, very popular among students, including former UW Green Bay basketball players, who I remember distinctly swinging from rafters. That's all we need to say about that.
Beautiful. Did that become Fuzzy's Place then, the Blarney Stone?
No.
Okay.
No.
Same area out there.
No, that was just down the road on the access road on West Mason.
Right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But you were a disco DJ during the time, correct?
There was some disco involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was your look in the time?
My look?
Yeah.
I tried to stay in the shadows, John, just like now.
Big hair and a lot of chains?
Big hair.
It was the era.
It was. Yeah. I didn't like the look of chains. I felt like I was downtrodden, but no, there was a lot of hair, though.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
Did you work or ever attend a place in that era that had the Riding Bull?
That was downtown. It was called the Loose Noose, I think.
That's okay. Because
I certainly was there,
yeah,
but I never worked there.
Okay.
I've never been there.
John had never been there. I think I said...
Long time ago.
Right, but what I was saying was, you know, I think we're all similar in age. But I said, John, everyone's been there. But he had never been there. Did you ride the bull? You did. Yes, you did.
Maybe once.
Okay.
That put the bull out of operation for a number of months. So I kind of helped retire the bar and the Loose Noose, for that matter.
There you go.
The Blarney Stone was a really popular place, wasn't it?
Extremely.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I don't go a month in Green Bay without somebody mentioning it, believe it or not, recognizing me from it.
That's great.
But it continues. It's still, many times a year, there'll be people who will stop me and, hey, did you used to DJ at the Blarney Stone? I said, yes, I did. And it was a great time. A great time in Green Bay and a great time to be young in Green Bay.
You know, it's funny, though, because I was just telling Jim and Todd this. When I was at the football game in Wrightstown the other night, and afterwards, the guys up in the press box that work there, they're like, hey, Mino, I just want you to know, we really miss you doing Chiller Theater. I'm like, Ned the Dead? They go, yeah. I said, I'm not him. Oh, sure you're not. Right.
Well, other than the resemblance, I don't understand why they did that.
Yeah, exactly.
See, Mike, isn't it nice to be from Green Bay and be recognized and not be a Packer player? See, we love our locals, and
I'm very fortunate. You know,
does anybody recognize you as Officer Mike?
Well, I was never Officer Mike.
What was it for Thanksgiving for the games when you would present the turkeys?
Well, it started as Officer Pack.
Okay, so okay. Tell this whole story.
That's a good story. Yes, please.
Early in my career, I was about 5 years into my working with Fox Sports, and John Madden and Pat Summerall had retired, had just retired, and the football crew that I was with, producer Richie Zients and director Artie Kempner, we were elevated to the lead crew. And that meant a lot of things. It meant preseason games, it meant extra games, it meant playoff games, it meant Super Bowls, but also that meant that the A crew, the lead crew, would broadcast the Thanksgiving game. And because of that, if you remember, still legendary, John Madden had the turducken.
Yep.
The hen inside a chicken, inside a duck, inside a turkey.
Yep.
Very famous in New Orleans. And John brought it to the forefront, and he would give the most valuable player of the Thanksgiving game a turducken, and they would demolish it on air.
Yep.
Well, when we took over and started doing Thanksgiving games, we felt we couldn't continue the Madden tradition of the turducken, so we had to come up with something. And the group that I was with, funny people, a lot of tongue-in-cheek things. So we tried to come up with something that could be as polar opposite of turducken as we could, and we came up with a foul, F-O-W-L, yes. replica of the Galloping Gobbler.
Yes.
And the first incantation of that, it was it looked like something that had been just pieced together that day, which actually was the day before. and we gave it to Emmett Smith, but we needed somebody to present it, and there was no rhyme or reason to it. And Zients, the producer, said, just have Pat do it. So that became 15 years of dressing up in a variety of outfits. So the evolution of Officer Pack, it then became Agent Pack, and then it became Special Agent Pack. because, you know, you can't stay, you know.
No, you got to advance it.
You got to, oh, yeah, upgrade.
Yeah, you got to move forward.
Right. Self-promotion,
so anyway,
but you're not moving forward.
Over the course of those many years, I presented at Game's End to a variety of players, including Brett Favre, including Aaron Rodgers and Donald Driver, Packer players, but many others, the MVP of the game, and it was a Galloping Gobbler. And it was as simple as that. There's no thought put into it. I'm going to say, just have Pack do it. So I continue to do it.
Did you pick the guy who would win it?
Oh, no. That came from the broadcast booth.
Okay.
Exclusively. I initially tried to say, well, if I'm going to give it away, I should pick the winner. He said, no, Pack. First of all, two things you got to know. You have no input into who wins it. And always remember, it's not a speaking role. So don't say anything.
It's not
a speaking role. However, I did. Of course, I mean, you hand a trophy to someone, you have to congratulate them.
Yes.
And I did that, and I get reprimanded. Pack. It's not a speaking role.
Wow.
I said, I have to say something. So when Aaron Rodgers won the award back in, I believe it was 2012, I said to him as I presented, I shook his hand, I said, Aaron, dreams do come true. And but soon after that, they decided to go a different direction.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
That's awesome.
I'd have kept you around.
You gotta have fun.
That's great.
Gotta have fun.
And you are.
Hey, you know what, Pack? You and I have talked about this, and this is something I want to bring up. I think one of the nicest guys I've ever had on my radio show over the years, and it was thanks to you for getting him on, was Joe Buck. And I think Joe Buck is a wonderful announcer. Why do Packer fans have an issue with Joe Buck? Did you ever talk to him about that?
Oh, many times.
And?
Difficult to understand.
Yeah.
Because both he and Troy, to this day, are professionals, work hard, put a lot of time into it, have fun in the booth, but they do an excellent job. That's why they moved from Fox lead to Monday Night Football. They're excellent at what they do. Nobody works harder than those two, and I'm here to tell you that is the truth. However, people seem to think, and it's not just Packer fans across the league, people seem to think that the announcers who are providing commentary for the game should never talk badly about a team that they're doing.
No.
Well, that's not realistic. I mean, as we know, the Packer Radio Network, well, they're paid in part by the Packers, and they're kind of homers, and they acknowledge that and recognize that. And fans who listen to the radio aren't going to get the same perspective on a broadcast than they will from a network analyst. So both Joe and Troy, not only Green Bay fans, but other fans around the country, would get on them to the point of ridicule and just bad play. They would say, we hate them. We can't stand Aikman, can't stand Buck, because they're always talking negative about the Packers. Well, first of all, that's not true. People also think that they hated coming to Green Bay. Definitely not true. Now, I will say that during the Packers' run, we would come to Green Bay often. Now, coming to Green Bay 3 or 4 times a year for the crew wasn't always a lot of fun, especially as the weather grew colder. But everyone loved coming to Green Bay. They still do. They love the town. They love the organization. They love the players. They love the whole history of the Packers. And coming to Green Bay is different, but in a good way. So fans thought that the announcers should prop up the Packers, only talk about the good things. Well, if you're doing a game, you're being objective, it's not always great. So that, I think, is the genesis of it. They may have sensed maybe a bit of smugness from Joe and Troy. It was never that. It was just them having a good time and enjoying what they were doing and putting on the best broadcast product that they could. I never quite understood that, and it was definitely wrong. And, it stung, no doubt.
We're talking with Mike Stepak, Green Bay resident, who works for Fox Sports and has for quite a few years.
But, Mike, when you guys want to pick up on what you said about Troy and Buck, you listen to Wayne and Larry. I mean, I was thinking when you were talking, that would be like comparing – you know, going out to dinner or going to your mom's house. I mean, those guys are such homers. I mean, they just, yeah. And if
they
you,
all are though, all the local guys.
No,
are.
But what I'm saying, yeah, Johnny, it's not fair to compare those two because one is all about the home team, and I think you know, I complain to John every Monday morning when I come in here about what bad announcers there are. I happen to think Troy and Buck are really good announcers. I mean, they know the X's and O's, and they don't make it up as they go along. I would agree. I met Troy once, but it seems they study the game, and I don't know. But I would much rather listen to, with all that said, I'd rather listen to Wayne and Larry.
I used to work at the Packers post-game show for a while, okay? And I got in trouble one time. They almost pulled me because back in the Dom Capers era when they got beat by the 49ers again and Colin Kaepernick ran roughshod through them, and I said, yeah, it's time for a new defense coordinator. Got to get rid of Capers. And boy, did I get a call from the executives in Milwaukee saying, hey, this is the Packer Network. You never call for somebody to be fired.
Right.
So well, there's a line you walk when you do that.
At least they let you speak, unlike Mike.
Yeah. Good point.
I'm a little wordy.
No, I meant with giving out the trophy. So,
Well, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Mike, what's your favorite events to cover? I know you've been asked that a million times. I mean, you've been NASCAR, you've been all over the place. What are your favorites?
Well, I apart from the Fox work I've done, I worked Wimbledon tennis for a number of years. And always loved doing that. Being in London, being in England, always wonderful for me. I was able to be at that tournament 9 times, and it was a definite break from whatever else I was doing. In the summertime in Great Britain, there's not many better places to be. And the history of Wimbledon, the grounds, the people, the vendors, just the pomp and circumstance that Wimbledon is, that was always one of the top of my list. But I've been fortunate to work 16 Super Bowls in my career, 9 of them with Fox. And always a thrill. You know, it's the most watched program in the world, and the pressure that goes with that is pretty high. But you know, you try to do your best work in the biggest events. So playoff NFL football is tough to beat. And people ask me my favorite event. Well, my favorite event had to be the playoff game against Seattle when I went into overtime and a certain quarterback,
Matt Hasselbeck,
won the toss and said, we're going to take the ball and we're going to score.
Yeah.
And mere moments later, there was an Al Harris.
Yeah.
Six.
That was,
yeah. I think as a fan, as being in the truck and being part of that broadcast, that had to be my number one thrill in my nearly 30 years of doing that.
Mike, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure, Jack, I got to get some more coffee. Is that all right?
You can go get some more coffee. We'll be back. Mike Stepak from Fox Sports, a Green Bay native, joining us. This is good stuff. Minor and the Mayor, back after this.
The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A flooded basement, a backed up sewer, a fire in your home or garage. Each of these can be devastating, and no one understands that better than Midwest Restoration. 24/7, 365 days a year, they are the ones to call to help with your damage to your property and oftentimes to your family. Midwest Restoration, family owned since 2008, they've built their incredible reputation on being there for those in need. No one wants to have to make this call, but if you do, it's 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW. Mike Stepak, our very special guest. Mike, we were just talking, the Mayor and I, in between here. Were you and John Zukowski roommates in college?
No.
No. Okay. I thought you were roommates for some reason.
Well, you guys...
No.
Okay.
No, we spent a lot of time together, but I didn't know John when he was in college.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I knew his brother, Casey, but I didn't know John until we met in the early 80s.
Oh, okay.
But for a judge, he knows.
Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he's a judge. He's big time here. He.
Oh, really?
Oh,
really?
Nobody runs against him. He's a judge. He was a, you know, he's a DA for many, many years. He prosecuted some pretty big cases.
Yeah, some really big cases.
Big cases. He ran for judge. The Monfils case. And then, yeah, he's. Is he the top judge? No, Zeidmelder still is, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, he
is. I'm trying to stay away from them for the last 5 or 6 years.
But he is a great guy. Well, he knows his sports, and yeah, he no one's going to run against him. He is just a great, terrific, fair.
Well, he's a Green Bay treasure,
isn't he?
He really is,
and the whole family is.
Hey, Mike. So going back, you were talking about the different places. I remember one time you were talking about what wasn't the most fun thing. Talladega in July, I believe you said one time.
Well, Talladega anytime. the month, the day, the week doesn't matter. If you're into racing. It's you know, it's Mount Olympus. But if you're not into racing, or if you have to live there, I can't imagine many places that would be worse than that.
Okay, just wondering. We guys got
I'm not going back there. So I can
no,
we got a texter. What are you doing now, Mike?
Well, I'm not doing NASCAR.
Okay.
COVID took me out of that game. Fox decided to travel fewer people. And went the direction that many networks now are how they're broadcasting. They set up a hub in Los Angeles, like ESPN has a hub in Bristol. And they have their graphic people and many others working out of those hubs. So they hired local people in Los Angeles. So unfortunately, I worked almost 20 years doing NASCAR. The first NASCAR race I ever went to, I was part of the broadcast for. But That was a blow, but I continue to do football. In fact, as luck would have it, we're doing the game this weekend here in Green Bay.
Oh, cool! Very cool. Yeah,
I work with Kenny Albert.
Yep.
And Jonathan Vilma.
Great.
As our broadcasters, and we were in Seattle last week. Everyone's looking forward to coming back to Green Bay. We were here week three when the weather cannot have been more perfect. And coming back, and hopefully the weather won't be too bad. Mm. But yeah, I work with, I still work NFL football. And because of my void that stopping NASCAR work provided, I am now teaching.
Really? Where?
In Green Bay Public Schools.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's terrific. We need good teachers.
We're really great friends with Dr. Tiller, the new superintendent.
I have yet to meet him, but
you will love him.
I admire his enthusiasm and his ardor for children in education.
And Mike, I got to tell you, that is contagious. Johnny and I have got to meet him, and Dr. Tiller hosted kind of a welcome back to school event over at West High School. And we went to that, and yeah, this guy is everywhere. He was stopped by this morning because he forgot his camera stick. But he comes on his scooter, or he comes on his bike, and yeah, he's just high energy. The students love him. The faculty does, and the community, I can speak for that. They have really embraced this guy. And we need a little help in our public school district here, and he's going to hire the right people and set the right matrix to get some scores where they need to be. And we're just delighted.
I think that's great that you're teaching
me, too, man.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
And I
do it quite a bit. In fact, I worked a full day yesterday at Baird School.
Nice. Baird's great.
In third grade.
Phenomenal.
You know, Mike.
It's terrific. I really enjoyed it.
And Johnny.
I thought about doing that.
Yeah, I didn't interrupt you, Mike, but I just want to say that there's people like you and John Mino and me. I teach as well.
There's very few people like me, Mayor.
Good point.
I meant more like...
Even your brother wants to strive to be like you. Let's be honest.
Never happened.
Did he retire from athletic directing?
He is.
Okay.
He has retired, and both he and his wife have retired from education. And Dave continues to... Mm-hmm. move forward. He and Steve Kessley, formerly Pulaski High School, are co-commissioners of the FRVC conference.
Oh, cool.
So he continues to draw a paycheck there.
Nice. All right.
I just think it's great when people who have lived a fulfilling life, experienced life. That's what I'm looking for. And you share that with the youth. And NWTC is looking for educators, and that's where I spend some time. Perfect. High school kids need it. There's just... And thank you for doing that. I know a little bit about education, and I just...
Well, thank you, Jim. I will say this. The appreciation from the staff, of the teachers, and the administration is high. It is, it's obvious that they appreciate your efforts and being there. And that means so much because you don't always get that in the work environment. And
especially radio.
That they show... for you putting in the time and working with the children and trying to do a positive thing is very obvious, and it means a lot.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Mike Stevpak, what a pleasure it is having you on the show, my friend.
Gentlemen, thank you. Hey. It's been fun, and hope to talk to you guys again sometime soon.
Just before we let you go, Mike, quick prediction on the game this weekend.
17-16.
Okay. just taking there.
We're just going to leave it there.
Right. Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Thanks Bye-bye. Very much. Bye. That's awesome. Very cool. By the way, this segment has been brought to you by Team Pella. They have some incredible plays going on out there. Products with lifetime warranties, incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. This Pella play proves to be the game winner. Monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door. Get a free quote at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. They are truly amazing. Check them out. This has been a fun show today, Mayor.
It's been great. It's been fun. Great guests. Yeah. And good energy. And we're coming off a fun night last night, too. Yeah. I think that helps. And Todd, you're always great. The music, I just can't win that music stuff. But
no, you can't. Probably never will. Think about that. Never. I bet we didn't get a single texter saying, I want Jim.
I didn't hear Todd shout that out.
Yes, somebody did want
somebody
Jim.
Somebody did. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he wasn't available.
I think your mom didn't call.
She doesn't know how to text.
Saying the rosary.
Yeah. Fun All times. Right. Thank you, Todd, for everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what you got going on today. I'm excited. I'm going to interview a Vietnam veteran who went through some tough stuff for the new book I'm working on.
Cool.
So I love doing that. He might be a part of my podcast that I'm going to start to put together as well.
I have a board meeting, so we'll talk tomorrow. But, yeah, thanks for listening today. Mind on the Mayor, we love what we're doing here.
We enjoy being here. Yeah, we really, truly do. No lie. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll be back in tomorrow morning on WGBW and WISS. Have a great day. See ya. I throw myself into the blue. Out of the
red, out of the head, she sang. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, Coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.